Hello, this is Ryokyu Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for you and people in the world, live life really meaningfully and energetically, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, this several times I have been talking about, explaining about the sutra called Meditation Sutra, which is Visualized Meditation Sutra. This is to visualize Pure Land and Buddha. And we came up to ninth step, where one of the most important part of this meditation steps is this 8 and also this 9. Well, it starts like this. Now you should visualize the body form and light of Amida Buddha. And Shakyamuni Buddha says, Ananda, you should know that the body of the Amida Buddha is just like 100 billions of the Yama heavenly world is Embudan kara. This Embudan kara is sand gold of the Yama heavenly realm, the world. Its color is a purple gold, purple golden color, or golden purple or purple gold color. And Shakyamuni Buddha also explains that the high of the Amida Buddha, it says, 60,100 million Nayuta. Wow. Well, Nayuta is 10 times of the 60,100 million. Well, it says Gogasha Yujun. Wow. Well, Gogasha is the number of the sand of the Ganges River. I don't know how many sand powder of the river Ganges. Anyway, it's too many, many. Anyway, it's a lot. It's just huge. Isn't it interesting? Visualization of Buddha is something that you visualize something huge. And the third eye of the Buddha, well, it says Byakugo, white. And it has a hair, and it's spiral with light. It's a clockwise spiral, says, and it's like a five of the Shumiri Mountain. Shumiri Mountain is a huge mountain, bigger than the earth. Okay, the five of the Shumiri Mountain. That is the size of the Byakugo huge. When you visualize, and the eye of Amida Buddha, those are as the four the great ocean or sea. So it's this four great ocean or sea. It's not something that in Pure Land and in the human world, though it's bigger than the, on the earth. So just imagine like a Pacific for the Pacific size, okay? And it's white and also the blue color. And the light is illuminating from the each hair holes of the body of the Amida Buddha. And Amida Buddha has also circle light, halo, the circle light of Amida Buddha is as 100 million of the size of the universe. It's not just one universe, hundred million of the universe. That's the size of the halo of the Amida Buddha. And each and inside of this halo, inside of this halo, as a number of the sand of the Ganges, the Buddha exists. And in the each Buddha, in each Buddha, there are billions of bodhisattva to serve Buddha. Also, Amida Buddha has 84,000 of different forms as expression of the enlightenment. And in each 84,000 forms, there's also 84,000 small forms are there. And each of these small forms are sending out the 84,000 light. And each light emanates everywhere in the universe and will accept all Buddhas who chant Amida Buddha, and each light are illuminating everywhere in the universe. And visualize clearly in your heart, be able to let your heart see this world. And it says that when you achieve in this state, you will see the all Buddhas. And because you see the all Buddhas, this is called Nembu Samadhi. And whoever made it happen that to visualize this, then what happens is that by visualizing Amida Buddha, then you also start seeing the heart of Amida Buddha. And Sutra says, so what is this? What is a Buddha heart? And it says Buddha heart is a great mercy and will accept in various number of the people, of the beings. This sutra says that by being able to see in the heart the body of the Amida Buddha, you see the Buddha heart. Therefore, when you lose your physical body and then you will be reborn to the in front of the Buddhas and receive the enlightenment of the living up everything and naturally just follow the great speed of the universe. And what is interesting part is, a little before it says, will accept, Amida Buddha will accept whoever does chant and call his name. However, in this sentence, it says that the great mercy is the heart of Buddha, and will love and care even he or she are not having the any connection before, who has no connection as a karma. But because of the mercy which naturally it will appear in your heart. Then next part is that in this sutra says, so the wisdom, whoever have wisdom, put all your heart to visualize Amida Buddha. And if you want to visualize Amida Buddha, enter into one part of the form of the Amida Buddha. For example, eyes form or lips form or body form or anyway, this sutra says that just enter into one form, then 84,000 different forms Amida Buddha will appear naturally. And if you be able to see Amida Buddha, then you will see, at the same time, you will see infinite numbers of the Buddhas in the universe. And then it's possible to see all the Buddhas in this universe. And because you'll be able to see all the Buddhas, then on this stage, this step is called to see all Buddhas. So another name of this meditation sutra is that see all the body and colors of the Amida Buddha. Well, it seems like what in this text recommending to visualize all the Buddhas and the world of the Pure Land. What I can say is only who live 100% energetic, put all heart, whole body, with whole spirit living, with this mentality, that it makes possible to feel the existence of wide world, such as Amida Buddhas and all the universe, and whoever live really actively with whole spirit, to not to try to keep any energies, that whole energy makes possible to awaken to the world of the infiniteness, such as what you visualize that the Pure Land and Amida Buddha. Then your life itself, the physical life itself, it will be much more meaningful, much more rich in colors, will be much more dramatic. Therefore, I really wish that you will live actively, who is full of energy, and let your world shines